people have sort of been expecting you for a while now to file for some race, but they didn't know which race it was going to be. So could you sort of walk me through your decision-making process for filing for lieutenant governor?
Sure. Just about the only voices that are heard these days at the Capitol are those of hired guns for large moneyed interests. That's non-democracy. The process is not open to the public, and I have experience in all areas of Texas government, and I have a record of fairness, equal treatment, and seeking justice, and that record stands on its own. I thought about running for governor, but that job is more ceremonial. The lieutenant governor's job is less glamorous and more work, but that office is more suited to my experience and to my skill set.
And what about attorney general? Looking at your resume, attorney general seems to be a pretty natural fit.
The best lawyer's job in Texas is district attorney of Travis County, and I've done that. I'm concerned about the larger issues that I see threatening Texas, and that I had to deal with as district attorney, and that all law enforcement has to deal with these problems of a shrinking middle class and increased crime rate and lack of a general prosperity. Those things endanger public safety, because just to state it another way, more general prosperity and a growing middle class are necessary to support public safety. And what I'm interested in is prosperity, public safety, and equal justice under law. And it doesn't matter how good our police are. It doesn't matter how good our prosecutors are. If the policies that are being set out of the Capitol result in these conditions that I've just described, more and more people out of work, out of health insurance, higher education becomes a dream, except for those who can afford skyboxes and higher tuition. And that is going to be the end of the American dream if we don't do something about it. And those decisions are not made in the courthouses. Those decisions are made in the Capitol.